हरे
to this Kartik inspiration. Actually, today I was walking around Govardhan and came to my favorite old friend. It's a tree. In Braj Vilas Stava, Raghunath Goswami has a few verses where he worships the trees of Vrindavan. For instance, verse 73. May the huge Kadamba tree enhance the pleasure of my eyes. When Sri Radha rolled her eyes in a loving gesture, Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill and the lord of the grove, immediately plucked flowers from the tree and decorated the most delighted queen of the grove, Sri Radha. Yes, these trees are actually wish-fulfilling trees. In Vrindavan Mahimamrita, there is also a verse which glorifies the trees of Vrindavan and says they can give you anything you want. I just want to find this shloka for you. Here. Meditate on Vrindavan's splendid, limitless, most wonderful, charming trees and vines, which bear splendid fruits and flowers in every season, which are spiritual, which can assume any form they wish, which are great philanthropists. This means they're kind to others, that fulfill all desires, and which are filled with love for Radha and Krishna. Where I am at the moment, there is a huge tree. I have learned that when you are in Vrindavan, you should select one of these trees and serve him because they are desire trees. So I went today with a bottle of water and I first embraced the tree. I expressed my desire to purify my heart in this day and come closer to Radha and Krishna. And then I somehow felt very personal and asked, "And how are you?" And I heard, "I have a few ants under my bark. When you pour your water, can you please pour it on the bark and it will go inside and then the ants will go out?" I said, "Well, let's see." And I took my bottle of water, poured it over the bark of that beautiful friend of mine. And yes, a few ants, perhaps 10 or so, started to run out from under the bark. Now, these trees, my dear everyone, they are very, very powerful. They are living trees, and they certainly are talking trees. This Kadamba tree is one special tree. It has these beautiful flowers with which Krishna decorates Srimati Radharani and with which Radha makes garlands for Krishna. But every single tree, every single creeper, every resident of Vrindavan is full of the Shakti to give blessings. My tip is, when you look next time at a photo of Vrindavan and see the forest of Vrindavan, remember that these are not ordinary trees. They are blessing trees and talking trees. And if you come to Vrindavan, take one of those trees, serve him, embrace him, ask for blessings, and you will see a miracle manifest before your eyes. Please join us for next Kartik Inspiration.